weren't looking closely, you would surely miss it. Its long snout, a tail, it's bright red. But what is it? Well, a couple of people who know is Graham Short and Andrew Trevor Jones from the Australian Museum. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Graham, tell me what on earth we're talking about this morning.
Well, pipefish are a very strange fish. They belong to a family of fishes called Cygnathidae, which include the iconic seahorse and the beautiful weedy and leafy sea dragons that are found in New South Wales waters. They're basically very slender, long-body fishes that are covered with rings of bony armor. And they basically look like stretched-out versions of seahorses with tiny mouths.
Yeah, I was going to go like if a seahorse and a prawn had a baby and it was straight, that's kind of what it looks like to me. No, am
there.
I wrong? Yeah.
A sea prawn?
A sea prawn, a prawn horse. How much did we know about them before we found them?
You know, quite a bit. There are a lot of species of pipefish found throughout the world, and this is the new species found in Botany Bay is just the latest. The reason why it took a long time to find is they're generally found in deep waters and in unusual habitats. They're found in red algae and finger sponges, and so down at that depth, they're a red color, so they're just hard to see without a torch.
Did we know that we were going to find them in more shallow water?
Well, other species in this genus, which is called Stigmatopora, generally they're found in shallow waters in seagrass, and they're quite abundant. But with the new species, they're only found in certain habitat, and it's not abundant. So they're very hard to find in general because their habitat is generally just not as abundant as the seagrass.
Yeah. So, Andrew, you were hearing about the now-named prawn horse, and you took on the challenge to find it. Why did you want to rise to this challenge?
Like Graham, I love the you know, seahorses, and in Sydney we have another fish called a pygmy pipe horse. So that's like, if this pipe fish had offspring with a seahorse, you'd have a pipe horse. So I've always been interested in these guys, and I see them on a regular basis, and I take photos of them. And once there was a hint that, hey, there's a new species to be found, I took on the challenge with relish and started looking immediately.
How do you know where to look?
I knew that they lived in red algae, at least the ones in Botany Bay, and a few diver friends of mine had seen red pipefish in algae, so I had to assume that this was the species we were looking for. So I knew the exact algae to look at, but I didn't take my chances. Every time I found any red algae, doesn't matter what it looked like, I looked in it for these pipefish.
And so that moment that you realised you weren't just looking at red algae and that you could see its little eyes staring back at you, what were those emotions, Andrew?
It was really thrilling. In fact, it still is. I don't see them very often. We started the search beginning of 2017.
Yep.
And it took me 3 months to find any. And I've seen quite a few since then, but they are so few and far between that every time I find them, and yes, the little eyes looking at me, my heart just starts pounding, and they're gorgeous. They're really beautiful little fish.
So where did you end up finding them, Andrew, and where do we know that they've been found elsewhere on the New South Wales coast?
So I found some at Kurnell, which is on the southern side of Botany Bay, just not that far from where Cook landed and the first fleet originally landed, so just around the corner from there towards the ocean side. It's a dive site called The Steps, very frequented by divers. Like, you go there on a weekend and there might be up to 40 divers there, and no one had seen them. These guys were hiding in plain sight, basically.
Amazing. It's pretty exciting to then see them and know that they're there and that other divers are probably still swimming past them, Andrew.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. When I did find them, I sort of didn't want them to be harassed by too many divers, so I didn't tell many people about them.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one pair that I saw on a regular basis that were literally, it was like on a main highway. Every diver would swim past this spot, and these guys were just sitting there going, no one knows we're here.
No. They're just like down there in the Red Army.
Exactly. Yeah, they're just brilliant. I mean, and they just, in fact, the first one I saw, the reason I saw it wasn't because it was in the algae that I was looking in. It was because they, when they feed, they shoot out of the algae, sort of just like a rocket taking off.
Mm.
Grab the food and then reverse back into the algae. And so I saw this one shoot out and I went, oh, that's it. That's what I've been looking for.
Because it's fair to say it kind of looks like the algae, right, Graham? It like sways in the ocean like the algae does. So until you see that movement, it looks pretty similar.
Exactly. They look identical to seagrass, to red algae, and to finger sponges because they orient their bodies in parallel to the seagrass and so forth. So you really have to look carefully to find them.
So now that we know that they're there in shallower water, Graham, what does that mean that we can learn about these pipefish?
Well, these pipefish are important because pipefish, seahorses, and sea dragons are protected fish in New South Wales. The waters around Sydney in New South Wales are extremely rich in marine biodiversity and include several of these threatened species like the sea dragons and seahorses. And secondly, the new species just underscores how little we know of the biodiversity in our own underwater backyard, especially in a major city like Sydney.
Mm.
So to find and describe new species in a major metropolitan area is amazing.
Does that mean there could be more? There could be other pipefish or things hiding in the ocean?
I would think so, yes. It's just a matter of who finds it, who bumps into it, really.
Andrew, are you looking for more?
Always. I'm always looking for more. It's worthwhile pointing out that there are the pipe horse that I mentioned before, that was only described a little over 15 years ago. There's an anglerfish that was described 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And these are all found at the same dive site. So yeah, there's lots more to be found. In fact, while I was looking for this particular pipefish, one of the first things I found was a extremely rarely seen species of ghost pipefish. This is in Sydney. So it's just, there's the potential for all sorts of things to be found.
Amazing. Graham, Andrew, lovely to hear about the work that you're both doing. Thank you for telling us about it this morning.
Thank you very much.
That's Graham Short, Research Associate at the Australian Museum Research Institute, and Andrew Trevor Jones, a local Sydney diver, underwater photographer, and the finder of the Sydney Harbour-based prawn horse, otherwise known as the red pipefish.